Cardiff is the proud capital of Wales, a country known for having some of the world's most incredible choirs and singers. Its musical reputation is so great that the country is often called the Land of Song. When I do my 90s anthems DJ gigs, it's the most incredible experience standing on stage and hearing the crowd singing back, and they definitely have the best voices. It's probably not much of a surprise then that, as well as being the birthplace of some famous voices, from Tom Jones to Charlotte Church to Kerris Matthews, it's also the birthplace of an entire musical movement, Cwl Cymru. Cwl Cymru, Cymru being the Welsh language word for Wales, was a musical and cultural movement that was born in Cardiff in the 1990s. It was kind of a response to the optimistic Britpop-infused Cwl Britannia movement that was overtaking the airwaves in other parts of the UK at the time, and a way of putting Wales and Cardiff firmly on the map. This was a time when bands like Stereophonics, Manic Street Preachers, Catatonia and Super Furry Animals were proudly making their own Welsh-shaped mark on the international musical landscape, singing about life in Wales in Welsh accents, and even, in the case of Super Furry Animals, writing an entire album in Welsh. For many of these bands, their careers started on Womanby Street, just a 10-minute walk from Cardiff Central Station. Here you can find a number of amazing live music venues like The Moon, Fuel and The Welsh Club, a cultural centre where some of the stars of Cwl Cymru cut their teeth and made their names. At the other end of the scale, the city is also home to the 75,000 capacity venue, the Principality Stadium in the heart of the city. It's equally easy to reach from Central Station. In fact, in 2023, Coldplay singer Chris Martin surprised fans by rocking up to the concert on a train from Manchester. He reportedly mingled with other commuters, said hello to the station staff who clocked him when he arrived, before taking to the stage with the rest of his bandmates. There are plenty of musical adventures to be had in and around Cardiff. In the Morgan Arcade, which is less than a 10-minute walk from the station, you'll find the world's oldest record shop, Spillers Records, which has been in business since the early 90s. Like the very early 90s. Like the 1890s, in fact. And it's here that Manic Street Preachers spent much of their early career, either inside browsing, looking for records, or busking in the street outside. And I'll never forget my first encounter with the band. They made such an impression then. I went on to book them for a TV show that I was working on, and they rehearsed their song all day long, the single that they were going to be playing. And then when the show went live, they performed one of their very sweariest songs. I managed to keep my job, and they were brilliant. And still with the Manics, the lead singer James Dean Bradfield in 2006 put out a solo album. It was called The Great Western, and that was inspired by the Great Western Railway, which is also referenced in the album's artwork. Much of the album was written on James Dean Bradfield's train journeys between his home in Cardiff and London's Paddington Station. So if you are looking for an old record or two, or you fancy exploring music in the Welsh language, Cardiff is the place to be.